to another episode here on my podcast called Stuff Anxiety Tips. So I kind of wanted to go on here and just share a little bit of a story and a tip. So to start off, to introduce this episode, one of the tips is going to be about an interview. So as an anxious person, as a person having social anxiety, obviously interviews are going to be so nerve-wracking. They're going to be very challenging. They're the kind of nerves that not everyone's going to understand. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about that, and then as well as a little bit of a story. So maybe you guys can kind of relate to it and just know that you're not alone. And a lot of people feel this way, and it's okay, as long as you're trying every single day to be better and improve. That's what's gonna matter. At the moment, it's gonna feel like shit. It's gonna feel like there's something wrong with you, maybe, but there's not. We are all different. We are all like neurologically different, chemically different. We're all unique in our own ways. We're not all the same, and that's what we kind of have to really remember. But anyways, a little bit on a rambling there. So let's just go ahead and get started. So when you have an interview, let's say you're talking to them on the phone, right? To the person that, okay, let's say you applied online, and then the person calls you, and then they say, okay, when can you come in to interview? Sometimes employers want you to come right away, like the next day, but give them at least 4 days. So then, I know sometimes, like, I've had it in the past when they're like, oh, how about tomorrow? I'm just like, oh yeah. Like, instead of like just thinking about it and saying, hey, no, I just say yes, just like make things faster, just end the call right away, you know? So just have, okay, let's say you're talking to them, be like, oh, how about if it's a Monday? Oh, how about Wednesday? How about Thursday? Something like that. So you just have a little bit of time to like mentally prepare yourself for, first of all, the questions, second of all, doing research on the company, and then third of all, to like get your anxiety a little bit of an ease. So my biggest tip that I can give you when going into an interview is to be honest with them, as far as who you are, as far as your personality. I know that when I first went to my first couple of interviews, I felt like I wasn't myself. I was very kind of I'm trying to be perfect, and like that's not who I am. Obviously no one's perfect, but like I just wanted everything to come out correctly and like seamlessly. And I know that interviews are nerve-wracking, but think about it as having a conversation with someone else. So like, you're not talking to like royalty, or you're not talking to like the only company that's able to give you the job that you desire. It may be that is the job that you desire as well. That's why you're very, very anxious. But be yourself, and at least you know that, okay, I was myself. I answered all the questions as well as I could, and they didn't like me, and that was just not right for me. Instead of being so like in your head and thinking that it has to go perfect, because they're not gonna see who you are. They're not gonna connect with you in any kind of way. Like when I was in my interview, I had one recently, 2 days ago, And she was saying how I had reminded her of some other coworker that she was very calm, and even her, like, her facial features. I'm just like, yeah, like, that's who I am. I'm a very calm person. But yeah, just be yourself. That's the biggest thing that I can say. And as well as, okay, let's say, I don't know, like, you may have different ways to calm your anxiety, but what I do is, there's just different things that I do, like, depending on the situation. But let's say your interview is tomorrow, I'm gonna be listening to motivational videos. I'm gonna be listening to just videos that let my mind not overthink and not allow me to go to that interview. Just really push yourself to just go and do it. And if you think about it, okay, you're gonna go to the interview, and it's gonna be like 30 minutes to 50 minutes of your life. Either you got it or you don't. And that's as simple as that. I know your body does not make it like that simple, but like, say these little things really does like help ease the anxiety. So yeah, hopefully that helps a little bit. But yeah. So moving on to a little bit of a story time. So let's say, okay, so not let's say, but this happened to me, and obviously I'm over here like already kind of stuttering. Damn, I can't even say the word with my words. But okay, so who else gets anxious or rushed when you're at the store and you're at checkout? Yeah, a lot of people do, but that's the normal type of anxiety. So I went to the store, and I went to Old Navy, and I was at checkout, and the lady was super nice and everything. And when I was trying to get my card, all I can think about is like, well, let's go, let's get this moving. Why is this taking so long? Like, your anxiety just, and this is when it's like really high. Sometimes I can go to checkout and I'm fine, I'm okay, it's all good. But this is like one of those days when it's not that good. So I put in my card to pay, and it doesn't work, and I'm like, crap, I'm gonna have to take out my card once again. So I take out my card, I put it in, and then it goes through. And as soon as everything goes through, the lady's just like, well, I really hope you have a really good day. And your anxiety just takes that off like nothing. And I'm just like, okay, thanks. And I'm over here thinking, okay, I probably look so serious because of like how anxious I was. I did not want to make any eye contact. I did not want to smile or anything. I just did not want her to think that I wanted to make any type of conversation at all. Sometimes I do have those days where like I'm very anxious and I just don't want to talk to anyone at all. But yeah, so then like I was already leaving from the self-checkout line. Not self-checkout, but from the checkout line as she was speaking. And I'm sorry about that, guys. As I was speaking, and I'm like, okay, let's go, whatever, it's done, it's already done, it happened, let's just go and go up, like, what was I trying to say, go about our day, there you go. But yeah, so totally relatable to anyone who experiences this. I'm sure a lot of people do, but I just wanted to kind of share that and say that you're not alone, because it happens. And we all have good days and we have bad days, and we're just, you know, trying to perfect, not perfect, but trying to manage how severe anxiety sometimes gets. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this tip and a little story time of my own at Old Navy. But anyways, I thought I was gonna move my podcast to YouTube, but I don't think I am anymore. It's just, I think it's just more convenient here, and I'm seeing that I'm getting, like, people are actually listening, and it's gonna help them. So if I'm getting listeners here, then that's great, and someone's getting help, and someone's just relating to my words, to my experiences, to my tips. But I'll catch you guys on the next one, and yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a really good week.